last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
So John Cadell has come in to join me. You know John well from being with us every Tuesday for the last word in music after 6 o'clock with Dee Reddy. But John, only yesterday, It was around this time, I think, I was in the car on the way home and Emma Nolan was playing Chris Rea's Driving Home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, God, I haven't heard that in a while. Wonder whatever happened to Chris Rea. So there, sad news today that he's passed away at the age of 74. And the reason that got me thinking about him was he was so big in Ireland in the 1980s. Mm. And I remember as a teenager seeing him in the City Hall in Cork back, I think, 83 or 84, probably around 83.
Yeah.
He was, I suppose, the first sort of foreign superstar who broke in Ireland before becoming popular in England.
Yeah, he was like an early St. Patrick in that way, as Ding Dong Denny O'Reilly famously said about David Gray. Yeah, he had a massive fan base here in Ireland before he even broke in the UK. Fool if you think it over. If you think it's over, do you remember that song?
Great track.
He wrote that and released it as a single in 1978. Didn't really become famous until Elkie Brooks did it. In and around 84, 85, I think. But yeah, the Water Sign Tour was probably the one you saw, Matt.
It was, because I'm going to play a few too. We'll save Driving Home for Christmas till the end of this little segment. But the track I remember that really caught my ear, apart from Fool If You Think It's Over, which had been a few years earlier, was from the Water Sign album. This one, I Can Hear Your Heartbeat.
In the sounds of the sad street.
There's a lot of people got home now, Matt, going, I didn't know he sang that. I didn't know that was him.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Because isn't his voice so distinctive? That's how the gravelly sound to it.
It was. I mean, incidentally, he supported Queen at Slane in 86.
Did he?
He knew that he did. The thing about Chris Rea was he didn't really break huge in the UK until the late 80s. And some of the less sympathetic commentators said that the reason that he broke big was because people were jonesing for Dire Straits. Because they said he was filling a Dire Straits gap, which isn't fair. I mean, the Stratocaster was his guitar of choice, much like Mark Knopfler. He had the sort of the gravelly voice like Mark Knopfler. So I think the first,
probably a better voice than Mark Knopfler.
Well, Mark Knopfler sort of spoke rather than sang a lot of the time. But Chris Rea, his first big track, I think, in the 80s in the UK was Let's Dance. From the Dancing with Strangers album in 86. Then he released a compilation called New Light Through Old Windows, which was re-recordings of a lot of his previous singles, something to do with record company contracts or machinations. And that was where we got the classic version of Driving Home for Christmas, because the one that everybody knows wasn't the first recording of it. The first recording of it was in 86, again, for the Dancing with Strangers album. Anyway, and then 89 was the Road to Hell album, and that really blew him huge. It was sort of a concept album about the state he is in the modern world, like how screwed up everything was. And that in itself is a great album too.
Well, let's hear a little bit from The Road to Hell, part two.
Well, I'm standing by a river, but the water doesn't flow. It boils with every poison you can think of. Light of joy, I know. Scared beyond belief, way down in the shadows. And the perverted fear of violence chokes the smile on every face. And common sense is ringing out the bell. This ain't no technological breakdown. This is the road to hell.
Like before that album, he was a harmless looking dude, but for The Road to Hell he dyed his hair black, he grew a goatee and started wearing all black, and he actually looked pretty sinister, and that video too is pretty sinister. So he sort of changed tack a bit towards the late 80s.
Yeah, but you can hear the Dire Straits straight off there, can't you?
You can, but anybody who plays a strat in a four-piece rock band and has that sort of husky voice is probably going to sound a bit like Dire Straits.
Okay, listener John in Donegal says Stainsby Girl is a standout song. Got to hear this news. And we have quite a few people, actually, big Chris Rea fans from going back many, many years. Mm. What happened to him then after that? Did he sort of fall away a little bit, just continue?
No, he didn't. He released an album in 91 called Auberge, the title track for which was something of an homage to Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues, musically and in the video. And then he had an album called Espresso Logic, and he had a massive hit with a song called Julia about his second daughter. And then he got ill. He had trouble with his pancreas.
He survived pancreatic cancer.
He did later on. He first of all had it in when he was 33 or so. And then it came back, and he sort of was very, very seriously ill and decided when he was sick that instead of doing what the record company expected of him, which was, writing to order some hit singles, he said he's going to go back and explore his blues roots, and he promptly did. He started releasing his records on his own label, and they were all blues-based from about 96 onwards.
Okay, but he still carried on suffering a stroke in 2016, but he still continued to record and tour albums.
He did. He gave up smoking, and he was well enough then to start touring. He had a bit of a blip in 2017 where he actually collapsed on stage during his 2017 tour, and he hadn't gone out again since then. So he'd kept very, very quiet. I think the last public interview he ever had was with White House and Mortimer on Gone Fishing. And that was a nice interview with Bob Mortimer, but that was like 5 years ago, I think.
Yeah, and he was saying that he'd never really gotten over the medical procedures he'd had back nearly 30 years earlier. He was taking about 34 pills every day to keep his health in check.
Yeah.
Another listener, Brenda in Roscommon, says, the first LP I ever bought was Chris Rea's Water Sign in 1983, and I still have it. Very sad news. Of course, if he'd been an Irish, he was Ray. We'd have known him as Ray.
That's right, he'd have been Chris Rea.
But just in England, they call Ray Rea. Yeah.
He was Rea, of course, is an Italian surname. His dad, I believe, was Italian.
Is that it?
Yeah, he brought up in Middlesbrough.
Okay, well, let's hear a little bit. I suppose the one that I mentioned as we introduced the item was the one that he's probably most famous for, although I don't believe that really was the song he wanted to be most famous for, was it?
Well, like anybody would be like really grateful to have this song in their catalogue, because, he never had to work again. It has grown and grown in stature as the years gone by as one of the go-to Christmas songs. It's a real feel-good song. He sort of tossed this song off when he was in a traffic jam back in the late 70s. And it didn't record it till 86. And as I said, the version that we all know is, again, a re-recorded version from 88. So he wasn't he never thought much of this song. But obviously, it caught the public's imagination. And it is one of those, it's the song you want to hear when you're just, pulling into the driveway on Christmas Eve.
Let's hear a bit of it.
Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time. Driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Top to toe and tail.
Good old Chris.
Yeah, So that, what year is that? That's from the 1980s. And it is one of those Christmas songs that keeps coming up every year, isn't it?
It's like Fairy Tale in New York. It just seems to get bigger and bigger every year. Yeah.
There's actually so much reaction from listeners coming in relation to this. The one here says, I'm literally driving home for Christmas from Galway when I heard this news. Mm. Another one says, sad news, Chris Rea was my first ever concert in Limerick. I think it was 1984.
We loved him in Ireland. Before anyone else copped, Ireland loved Chris Rea.
Well, here's this one. This one from Babs in Rose Green says, my neighbour was Chris Rea's bass guitar player, Owen O'Neill, from Rose Green, Cashel, County Tipperary. And I went to see him loads of times. And the band came to Rose Green in probably 1985 or 1986 and came to our family pub, Danzy's in Rose Green, for a few pints. Lovely fella, really down to earth. Love all his music. And Owen gave me a cassette tape of the On the Beach album before it was released to have a listen. I was in Cloud Nine, says Babs and Rose Green.
And I don't know, also, that York song, On the Beach, which is sort of like a Café Del Mar classic, that is literally a sample of the riff from Chris Rea's song, On the Beach. And that's the only thing that connects the two.
James in Dublin says, sad to hear about the passing of Chris Rea. My daughter and I play Driving Home for Christmas every year as part of our journeys to and from Scotland and Dublin to Kerry. Best Christmas song for years encapsulated what Christmas meant to us.
So go tonight, if you have time, if you're wrapping your presents, go and put on either The Road to Hell or the compilation called Still So Far to Go, the best of Chris Rea, and you won't go wrong.
John Cadell, thank you very much.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.